co-founder of Boston Children's Hospital's Gender Clinic, admits to giving cross-sex hormones to 13-year-old. By Spencer Lindquist on August 22, 2022. The co-founder of Boston Children's Hospital's Gender Clinic admitted to giving cross-sex hormones to 13-year-olds and suggested that girls as young as 14 could be given gender-affirming mastectomies. Dr. Norman Spack, the co-founder of the Pediatric Gender Clinic at Boston Children's Hospital, admitted that he gave feminizing hormone therapy to a 13-year-old child during a lecture in 2013, a report from Redux reveals. Spack discussed specific patients of his, telling the audience at a TED Talk that he put Jackie, a then 12-year-old boy from Britain, on both puberty blockers and estrogen when he was only 13 years old. A different patient of Spack's, named Nicole Maines, was a male who the doctor placed on puberty blockers at only 11 years old and estrogen at the age of 14. Spack even boasted that he was one of the first in the United States to use puberty blockers on children ages 10 to 14. He remarked, "I brought some kids in. And this now became the standard of care, and, Boston, Children's Hospital was behind it. We started a program in 2007. It became the first program of its kind in North America." Dr. Spack also wrote an article titled "Transgender Surgery at 17th of May Avoids Serious Problems Later" for the New York Times in 2015. In the article, he advocates for girls in who are experiencing gender dysphoria to undergo a double mastectomy as early as 14 years old. In his article, Spack wrote, "If genetic girls who identify as male have very large breasts, mastectomies could even be done at 14. As for boys who are gender dysphoric, Spack said genetic boys could have surgery at 17, especially if they are going to college, since the months of necessary post-operative care are best done at home." The Boston Children's Hospital is at the center of an ongoing controversy surrounding the use of puberty blockers, hormone therapy, and sex change operations on minors, which the hospital euphemistically refers to as gender-affirming care. An academic article titled "A Single Center Case Series of Gender-Affirming Surgeries and the Evolution of a Specialty Anesthesia Team," which was published in the Journal of Clinical Medicine, specifically cites Boston Children's Hospital as a provider of some sex change operations on minors. The paper reads, "The Center for Gender Surgery, CFGs, at Boston Children's Hospital, BCH, was the first pediatric center in the United States to offer gender-affirming chest surgeries for individuals over 15 years old and genital surgeries for those over 17 years of age." It also notes, "In the 4 years since its inception, CFGs has completed over 300 gender-affirming surgeries." Breitbart News reported that Dr. Jeremy Carswell, the director of the Gender Multispecialty Service at the Boston Children's Hospital, made a video in which she claims that children may know that they are transgender from the minute they were born, practically. She also claimed that a child playing with toys associated with the opposite sex may be evidence that the child is transgender. Breitbart News also revealed that Carswell received thousands of dollars in compensation from Endo Pharmaceuticals, the company that produces Suprel in LA, which is commonly used off-label as a puberty blocker. Carswell was specifically paid for consulting directly relating to Suprel in LA. Numerous other doctors at children's hospitals have received compensation from companies that manufacture puberty blockers. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at Slindquist@Breitbart.com.